From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. It started as a middle school speech and debate class. Now it's an after-school project aimed at ending gun violence. About 40 students at Everglades K-8 Center in Miami are working together on a magazine about mass shootings. They plan to distribute it to members of Congress and ask them to take action. WLRN's Jessica Bakeman spent an afternoon with the club.
We do what we know. Crowd together like rats.
That's how Angelina Cottenham describes huddling with her classmates during lockdown drills. She's in eighth grade.
In a corner, a light shines with a final goodbye.
She imagined what it would feel like to hide during an actual school shooting. And what came out was this poem.
All blazes and fire, and for a moment, we swear this is what hell feels like.
Angelina's poem will be included in a magazine about mass shootings that she and her classmates at Everglades K-8 Center are making in an after-school club.
We see him.
The project was born in Mr. Kelsey Major's class the morning after Parkland.
Second period, we had speech and debate. And it's a powerful thing when 13-year-olds and 14-year-olds are looking up to you for an answer to something that you don't have an answer for. In speech and debate, I was speechless. Yeah, I had nothing to say.
Running. Panic and adrenaline and the want, the need to survive.
I remember that day clearly. I was like, it's the AR-15. It was just, it's the gun, it's the well, it's only the no. And the kids were like, it's not only that, it's more than that, Mr. Major. I realized then also that they had more insight than I was giving them credit for. They saw a wider range of possible solutions than just banning the weapon.
It's red. Red like the anger that fueled him. Red like the code we followed. Red like the code that just didn't work. It's everywhere, crawling through the cracks in the floor, staining everything in its way.
Mr. Major knows this. Gun violence is such a heavy topic for his students. He asked a colleague to attend club meetings specifically to look after students' mental health. She teaches them coping strategies like mindfulness and breathing exercises, and refers kids to counselors if there's an ongoing problem.
We would not have even introduced this. This would be inappropriate if students were not being killed in schools. But the mere fact that students are being harmed in schools in these mass shootings, and it seems as if very little is being done, we know that the topic is appropriate, but we do take care.
The club made their first magazine last year. It's called First Shot. Mr. Major got a $1,000 grant from the Education Fund, a nonprofit that supports public school teachers in Miami-Dade County. Now the club is working on a second edition. They're raising money to print a copy of the magazine for every member of Congress, all 535 of them. And they're planning a bus trip to deliver the magazine to the offices of local Congress members.
The mass shootings that we're focusing on this year are there.
Mr. Major points to a list on the whiteboard.
Columbine, Parkland.
Also, Sandy Hook. The shooting at a black church in Charleston, Virginia Tech, the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh.
And so our focus is mass shootings in safe and sacred places.
Safe and sacred places, mainly schools and houses of worship. The 6th, 7th, and 8th graders are doing data analysis on gun violence statistics, applying scientific theories to research on mass shooters. They're writing persuasive essays and short biographies of gun violence victims. Angeli Santos is writing about a victim of the 2017 shooting at a Baptist church in Sutherland Springs, Texas.
So this is Haley Cooper. She was 16 years old. She wanted to be a nurse, and she planned on going to college.
The students are also drawing victims of gun violence and then using an app to digitize and add color to their sketches. They're working their way through 130 victims. Mia Magariños is the head artist.
We've only gotten up to Emily Garza, which is a little child.
A 7-year-old, also a Sutherland Springs victim. Mia hopes the magazine makes members of Congress feel sad and like they should help.
Because this is not an everyday thing, but it's slowly becoming one, and that's not what it's supposed to be.
Miller Hernandez spends his time calling congressional leaders around the country, following up to see if they received last year's magazine.
Hello, my name is Miller Hernandez.
He's calling Louisiana Republican Representative Steve Scalise's office.
We sent a couple of magazines by the name of First Shot.
The staff member who answered the phone took a message, and he asked Miller, What university did you say you were calling from?
A middle school, actually, in South Miami, Florida. Everglades K-3.
The Middle School Club's second edition of their magazine, First Shot, will be printed next month. Enough copies for all of Congress if the students can raise enough money. Their teacher, Mr. Kelsey Major, got another grant this year for the club's bus trip in March to deliver the magazines to local congressional offices. Eighth grader Susana Martinez will perform at some of the stops.
Susana, you ready?
Okay. This is the club's anthem.
I went to school to learn the golden rule, to try to be cool, but not to sit in a pool of blood. Lights off, hard corner, locked door, silence please, don't even sneeze. Don't wanna be first shot.
Mr. Major wrote this poem from a student's perspective, based on a frightening experience he and Susanna shared at school.
I was showing a kid around because he had just like come new to the school, so I had to show him his classes.
She didn't hear an announcement over the PA system, code red, active shooter.
I saw all the teachers like coming out of their classrooms and like locking the doors, and then that's when I noticed. I told like the kid immediately, I'm like, code red, come on. Like,
it was just a drill, but she didn't know that.
And I was like scared like to death because like, you know, in Parkland, a bunch of the kids like weren't able to get to their classroom.
But then Mr. Major opened the door to his classroom and let her in.
Don't wanna be first shot.
Mr. Major says he couldn't forget the fear in Susanna's eyes. Within a couple days, he wrote this poem. Sometimes the class performs it together as a group.
Children walk out the door, hands raised as in praise. Men still talk in suits and ties while they watch the future die.
Susanna says the club wants lawmakers to take action.
Inside the speech I said, leaders still talk in suits and ties, but they don't listen to the youths. And our goal is for all of them to like listen to us, the youths, because like we are the future. That's what like all the like legislators say, that we are the future, but what about the now?
The club is wading into some controversial political territory, and the students don't all agree on what to do about guns. Mr. Major says some kids come from families who own guns. Others believe Second Amendment rights should be scaled back.
When we get into the partisan debates, we redirect it right back to a common goal.
Making sure schools are safe and sacred. I'm Jessica Bakeman in Miami.
And this is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.